Welcome to the Fat Fueled Family Podcast, where every week we talk about things like nutrition, training,
how to live a healthy and active lifestyle with your little ones, peaceful parenting, education,
and of course, mindset.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Keto Counterculture, at Fat Fueled Mom, and at Fat Fueled Kids, and search for Fat Fueled Family on YouTube.
To stay up to date with everything we're doing, sign up with your email at www.fatfuel.family and check out our blog for workouts, meal ideas, and all the other cool stuff we love to talk about.
Don't forget to hit subscribe.
All right. Welcome to the Fat Fuel Family Podcast. This is our first episode, our inaugural episode with a guest. Very excited to have this person on. If you guys follow us on social media, you will have seen the posts that I made, the heartfelt posts that I made about this person who was with us during one of, well, the worst day of our lives. And she was with us when I got the call from my wife. And I remember looking at her face and seeing the horror. And then at the same time thinking about, is my son okay? But then at the corner of my eye, seeing just a shocked and a face that horrified, was shocked and probably full of horror. Yeah.
It's horrifying for anyone.
So anyways, she went to this school down in Dade County that we won't talk about too much. Just kidding. She went to University of Miami. Then she went to JMU. You went to James Madison for your grad school, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. She went to James Madison and she has a nutritional science. What was the master?
Nutrition and exercise physiology. Yeah.
There you go. And she was also the person who designed and published the CrossFit study a few years back, looking at keto and CrossFit. She is currently in San Diego. She does about 5 million different things, and we try to do as many of them with her as possible. She's an awesome friend. She's killing it. Keto.
Killing it in every way.
So we want to welcome Rachel Gregory. What's up, Rachel?
What's up? That was probably the best intro I've ever heard.
I mean, it's a mixture of off the cuff, genuine talk and just messing everything up. So it's like, you know, it's real.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Did I really have notes and I didn't even
read them? It's funny because he's like, what's the school? And I'm like, I'm looking at it at the notes he just sent me.
Oh yeah, I could have said like, that she was born and raised notes in Manhattan, and that that's pretty much what I missed, and then JMU, but whatever.
You were born and raised in Manhattan. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy.
NYC, bro.
So dumb. That's kind of crazy though. How is it like as a child though? I always wonder that, like when I see the kids, like the families, because man, it was intense when we visited the city with the boys last year. I mean, I was just like, dude, this is, you know, it was rough. So, I mean, I'm sure you get used to it, but
yeah, I mean, everybody always asks me that question. Like, what is it like growing up in Manhattan? I'm like, well, I didn't know anything else. So I can't really like, obviously, exactly, compare it to anything, but it was normal for me.
I'm sure. Yeah, but and it's not too bad. I actually liked the idea, like when we saw, because we were there for a full week and we would see and we had the kids, so we had to schedule kid things, you know, and we hit up I don't even know how many parks. That's what I loved. Like there's like a bunch of little parks and they're right in the middle of the city and it's so cute and adorable, and I would see the kids like walking with their parents. Everyone's walking, which is something we love, obviously.
We made a lot of friends too.
Like, yeah, we did. We made so many kid friends there.
Desmond has some pen pals.
Yes. We actually have to mail that kid something. But but yeah, it was so cool. I was like, that's fun. You know, you walk to get your kid from school. You walk to the park. Like, it's just cool. I don't know. I love New York. So
it's nice. You walk everywhere for sure.
Very cool.
So, Rachel, I think the first thing, I want you to catch us up because we've had like glimpses of what you've been up to in the different podcasts that we've done together. But I think it's important. You've been doing so many different things that now we want the latest and, you know, what you're currently working on, where you're living, all of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So I think the last time we recorded a podcast with you was probably last year on the Keto Evangelist or the Ketogenic Athlete.
Yeah, it might have been right just maybe a month or two after you moved to San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, so I moved to San Diego in October, so it's almost been a year. So I've been here just kind of hanging out and, like you said, doing a bunch of different things. I guess the main thing that I've done since we last talked via podcast is the book. So I focused on writing that book probably from January to, I guess, May of this year. And then all the editing and all that stuff through the summer. So that was like my main project that I just finished working on up to now because it came out officially last week. And then like in between that, I was doing a lot of other smaller projects, working with a few of the doctors here in San Diego. And we have these monthly meetings that were kind of just gathering people in like the low carb community and doing that type of thing, just kind of getting the word out. And I've worked with some of these other docs, like with some other patients doing, you know, just individual consults, stuff like that.
So the thing that you did, that was a 5-week seminar that you guys would, and people would.
Yeah. So that was actually back in January. One of the doctors, Dr. Brian Linskis, he's an internal med doc here in San Diego. So he works with, a lot of type 2 diabetics. And he has been, you know, practicing for a long time. He has his own practice and he actually came across keto, like, I think it was like a year ago now. And he was a little overweight and he started implementing the diet for himself and he had, you know, great results with keto and intermittent fasting. And then he started recommending to his patients. Awesome. And he actually ended up like taking over 10 of his patients off of insulin, within like a few months just from, you know, recommending keto and intermittent fasting. So he like just saw like with his own eyes that it works. And so he wanted to spread the news more. And so I actually ended up moving here right when he was putting together this whole seminar. So it was like a five-week free seminar. It was like every Sunday and Monday we had different people come out and present. So I did like a presentation on like Keto 101. And then we had Dr. Brett Scher, who is he's known as like the low carb cardiologist. That's his website. He talked all about, you know, heart health and keto and all of that. And so, yeah, it was just a 5-week kind of seminar and basically was just trying to get the word out and get people together. And, you know, yeah, just get the word out. And then it turned into after that seminar, people were like, oh, well, what do we do now? We want to still maintain this community aspect. So we put together these, monthly meetings and every single month they've been becoming more and more, like more and more people show up, more and more, like, now we have like vendors coming and just tons of different people who have, you know, joined we call it the low carb SD community. It's a Facebook group. And so anybody who's local, all that, or actually anybody can join from anywhere, but obviously it's geared toward people in San Diego to come out and just meet and, you know, share their stories and learn from each other. So
that's really awesome. Is this free?
Yeah. So the meetings are free and then we're like starting up a membership type thing. We're trying to, cause they're held at a place called Tri-System, which is owned by Jeff Cotterman. He's a nutritionist and a personal trainer here in San Diego. So he has his own like venue. So that's where we hold all the meetings. And we're trying to get it like membership. We're trying to start a membership up and then have different perks for that membership and stuff like that. So
you guys got to do Patreon.
Patreon's a good one.
Patreon's awesome.
That's so cool though that you guys are doing that and that there's something like that that actually exists. That is like honestly the best case scenario. You guys are
free information.
It's free information and you're actually helping people for real.
Yeah. And that's like what, exactly. And that's like what we're trying to do. It's honestly just like every time I go to the meeting, like I just get another sense of, you know, encouragement or anything like for myself. So that's kind of like the thing. It's just people who are maybe if you're struggling with, you know, starting this, or you don't really, you know, you're thinking about starting keto or low carb or this lifestyle, like just getting together with people who are on the same page with you is so powerful.
It's very encouraging, especially
if you're dealing. It's so encouraging. And I'm sure you're seeing these people coming back and like seeing the results. And that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And
then also when you're dealing with people like not accepting your lifestyle, it's important to check in with people. I wanted to just quick shout out to Dr. Cher because he's starting that podcast with the Diet Doctor. So I want to make sure people know the Diet Doctor podcast, I think, is going to be launched anytime soon. Has he spoken to you about that?
Yeah, he, we talked about that at Low Carb USA. I think that's when it kind of came to fruition. But yeah, I think it's actually launching today, maybe.
Oh, that's
or
awesome.
Or tomorrow. I don't know.
Very cool.
But yeah, that'll be a good one.
And then, so that's the main thing. And then the other thing that you had, obviously, your 21-day keto challenge. And for those of the people that don't know, why don't you kind of tell them? Because that's what led to the book, right?
Yeah, so that's kind of what started my whole business was the 21-day online keto challenge, which is just 21 days of going into what low carb is, what keto is, and basically just breaking it down topic by topic within the 21 days. And I found that just is just an easier way to get people the information without overwhelming them. So that's on my online challenge, and they start every Monday. And that's, you know, once you join the challenge, you get into the private group and all of that stuff. So that's still going on. And then the book kind of came out of to be a complement to that. So the main part of it being all the recipes, and then also a little bit of a different take on the online challenge. So the online challenge is like more of a keto course, I like to call it. And then the book is going in a little bit deeper into the lifestyle parts of it, and then also providing, you know, recipes and all of that. So
that's awesome. And people love challenges. That's such a great way to get people started. I love that you do it like every Monday, people can start. Yeah. And the community aspect is also so key. Yep. So key.
Yeah, for sure.
So can you talk a little bit more about your book? And who else would benefit from this book? Because you have your challenge people, but this book, I mean, it looks like so many people could benefit. We have a copy, and I can think of so many people that I know that could use this book.
I love the everyday applicability of it, you know, for everyday
people. Just seems like so practical.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, so the title is, you know, 21-day ketogenic weight loss challenge, but, it's not just like, I would say if I were able to change the title, I would kind of say like 21-day keto, like lifestyle challenge, but whatever, it is what it is. But, it is a weight loss challenge.
Yeah, like, that's how it goes.
Yeah, it's geared towards, you know, people who are, you know, trying to lose weight, and that's usually a majority of the people. So, everyone can benefit from it, but it's also looking at like, you know, weight loss in like a lasting weight loss. So obviously anybody, you know, if you follow any type of diet, you can lose weight fast if you, you know, follow it really particularly, whatever, but it's it's the lifestyle part of it. And, you know, the long-term weight loss and then weight maintenance, which is what everybody strives for. So that's where, you know, the different lifestyle parts come in. So that's what I really wanted to focus on in terms of, you know, getting the nuts and bolts of keto, but then also talking about, you know, the exercise component of it, the sleep, the stress management, the mindset, because as we know, like that all plays into being healthy, being, you know, having an overall healthy lifestyle. And I think a lot of people ignore that part, or they just don't know. So that's kind of what I was trying to, you know, put in this book, is educate on those types of things and really try to implement like practical tips and practical ways of putting these different things into your life and making sure that you're addressing them and, you know, building on them and working towards, you know, an optimal life.
So, I love that. That is so important. And it's just so important because that's the truth. Like, just like you said, there's many ways to lose weight. And that's one of the things why we love keto the most, is because it's so practical as a lifestyle. And so it's something that's so, it's easier. There's less suffering. And so it's like, you can, you know, the diet's not over. That's why I don't even like calling it a diet.
Yeah,
that's it's a lifestyle. It's not mindset. A diet. And so I think that that's what most people miss when they want to lose weight. They think that they're going to do something and then be done with it and like go back to their previous lifestyle. Like, yeah, like no, you have to find something. And that's why these crash diets like are the worst, because you are going to lose weight.
Crash diet
you, oh, keto could totally be a crash. It could be. Yeah. You can lose weight pretty fast on keto. But you know, these people, they're like doing these crash diets and then it's already, I'm sure it's been proven over and over. I've heard it a million times, but they gain back all the weight and a lot of times more.
Yeah.
And then they're so unable to keep it off. And it's just not practical. So I love that aspect of it. And like giving people tips, because people just don't know. They really don't know what to do.
And you
know
what I mean? I'll also add that I think the more you're focusing on, the deeper rooted you are in your actual health, the more sustainable, the more compliant you're going to be, because you're like, okay, not only am I worried about macros and stuff, and I'm worried about my weight on the scale, I'm also worried about preventing chronic disease and living longer and living healthier and happier.
Yeah. And a lot of people that come to keto come for the weight loss, but they get so much more.
That's what my
So it's
says,
like, just, you know, cause they don't even realize it until it starts happening. And that, you know, how many times have we heard, oh yeah, I came for the weight loss, but then my knee stopped hurting me. All my blood sugar, I got off my insulin. I didn't have to be on these medications anymore. And then it's like that, getting that idea into people's head, because yeah, it is important to not be overweight because it does lead to other health issues, but long-term health and longevity is the goal. You don't just, you know, you can be skinny and not overweight and not be healthy. So.
Exactly. And I completely agree.
I'm trying to think of like a good acronym for all the, for the five areas, but I can't. It's like a crossword puzzle right now, but it's basically, so just for just to repeat, it's diet, exercise, sleep, stress management, and mindset. That's like, that's perfection.
That's perfect,
right there. That's what we're
perfect.
All about, for real. And then can you explain kind of, because there's like all of these things are great in theory, but you know, what does your book provide? Because I thought that was kind of cool, that can bring it into the real world.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of the, like what I wanted to give was just like, you know, you can talk about all you want, but if you don't give people like the practical information and the practical tips to like go out and actually do it, then it's really hard to, you know, actually implement it in your everyday life. So it's just, you know, going through the basics and then, you know, different, for example, exercise, like kind of just going through the different types of exercise and then really, you know, giving examples and giving, you know, different types of exercise that people can, if they don't like to go to the gym, they can do it at home. And just also really focusing on, you know, exercise as something that doesn't have to be looked at as a chore and something that's, you know, that you enjoy doing. Cause I think, like we said, if it's going to be a long-term thing and you're going to implement it into your lifestyle, like you can't wake up every day and like hate the thought of going to exercise. Absolutely. Like, yeah. So for example, people are like, people think that, you know, running is the best thing to do and that I have to run to, you know, lose weight or be in shape or whatever. I mean, that's kind of getting pushed away now, but that used to be the thought of a lot of people. And I'm like, okay, well, if you don't like running and you like, if you absolutely hate it, you don't have to run. There's so many different options and just find something that you enjoy doing. Cause then that's when you're going to actually do it. And so that's just like one of the things
that is, that so I actually was that person. I always thought that I had to run to lose weight. And I hate, like, I want that sticker that says 0.0 on the back of my car because I honestly hate running and I just don't feel like I'm built for it because I'm not. My body's not built for it. It's very hard for me, you know? And so I always thought I had to run. And so I would torture myself. And then of course you like run a little bit and then you just don't do anything because you're just mad at it. And yeah, that's so important. And that's what we tell people too is, you know, you don't have to do what I do. You don't have to go to the gym and lift weights if that's not what you like. I'm like, do Zumba, do whatever you want. Do something though. Do something that is fun for you. That way you can commit to it and it is not dreadful. So it's something that you end up looking forward to every single day.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you know, once you do, because I think a lot of the the aversion that people have to lifting weights is probably because, you know, you're in a foreign environment. And so once you do get something that you like, and you're doing it and you're feeling like you're in better shape, then maybe try lifting again, because at the end of the day, you want to build muscle and, you know, you need to add some resistance at some point or another. And I think it might be more psychological due to like insecurity and things like that. Which is
absolutely. Totally, I hear women acceptable all the time say, I don't want to go to the gym because I feel like I look stupid.
Yeah. And then as a woman, you have to deal with, I swear, man, this is one of my biggest pet peeves. And like, I don't even do it with dudes. And I feel I'm conflicted because when I see someone doing something and I'm like, man, they're really not getting a good contraction doing that. And I really, I'm tempted to tell them, hey, you know, and if I walk up to him, it's not like he's going to be like, why is this guy telling me? You know,
yeah.
I look the part. So, but I still don't. But you got all these men giving unsolicited advice to women. So you got to deal with that too. Like, you know, you're already wearing clothes that unfortunately you have to wear comfortable clothes. You can't be in there in a muumuu.
There's no way around
yoga pants. You're already drawing attention to yourself. And it's not, you know, it has nothing to do with you. Let me make sure that people understand that wear clothes that you feel good in, and that however it looks, it doesn't mean you're asking for it. That's not what I'm saying, but that's just how it is in the gym. Men are going
to not at my gym, not anymore. That's the one thing that I love about my fancy
Lifetime's
gym.
Good.
Nobody literally bothers me at all. I love it because that's one of the things that I can't stand.
I know.
I'm also like on a time crunch. I'm like, don't talk to me for 20 minutes. And it's like,
and Mauna's not good at setting boundaries.
I'm not good
she
at all.
Suffers.
So
she
I will
like
suffer. Yeah, I'll suffer for like 40 minutes talking to you. What do you want to get into now?
All right. So let's talk about, I think, the most exciting thing that we're here. We have an agenda.
We do have an agenda.
Spoiler alert. We have a huge agenda. But the reason why we're bringing this up is because there's currently no plan for families trying to do all this stuff. So we have been wanting to do stuff with Rachel for so long, and having these conversations and her bringing her unique talents to the table, as well as her perspective, because we have kids, but then again, she has seen how keto and just the whole fitness has helped even her father. So we're thinking about the children, we're thinking about spouses, and we're thinking about, you know, the in-laws, the parents. So that's why we are going to team up to do this Fat Fueled Family program. So I think the first thing would be, how do you envision, I envision the book being a resource. And this is awesome because this is like basically a brainstorming session on the air. Because we kind of have an outline, but we want to use the book because it has a lot of different workouts, but we're also going to create, you know, workouts of our own. But how do you see the book as a resource in this program that we're going to do?
Yeah. So I think just having like the basics there, and then also, like we said, just the practical aspect of it for, you know, parents or whoever's trying to implement it. And I think, you know, the recipes are huge too, because I know, like, I've spoken to a lot of people and worked with, you know, moms who are like, I want to do this, but I don't know how to, you know, cook for myself, but then also cook for my family. So the recipes in the book, like, I'm trying to make them as simple as possible, but also reflecting, you know, making higher carb foods, you know, keto. So foods that are taste good and that, you know, your kids are going to actually enjoy eating, but are still obviously super nutrient dense and healthy, and not too complicated. So that was one thing that I really wanted to implement in the book, is just recipes that can be, you know, made, you know, ahead of time. So you'll see like bulk prep recipes where you can make a bunch of stuff in the beginning of the week and just have that. So, you know, a typical, you know, if you're a typical mom who has a bunch of kids and you just don't have time to cook a meal every single night or whatever. So that's definitely a huge part of it. I think the recipes and just getting started with it, like even if you start with a few recipes and then you kind of adapt, you know, your own take on them and all of that. I think that's a huge aspect of it. And then, like you said, just, you know, being able to explain this to, you know, for example, when I was starting keto and explain it to my parents and doing it in, like, I would, you know, recommend books to them and they wouldn't really, you know, go out and read, they would read a few, but they'd still be confused. So just giving them like the breakdown of it in simple terms and trying to explain it in layman terms and why, you know, this lifestyle is beneficial in all aspects of your life, not just weight loss, but, you know, as you're getting older, we see all these research studies coming out on Alzheimer's disease and just diabetes and all of this. So it just plays a huge role in that. And I think that that's a lot of the area that is not, people aren't really educated on. So looking into that and just making that simple and making and helping people understand that aspect of it, I think, is super important, and helping your family understand. So like when I explain it to my parents, I try to explain like just the practical aspects. And even with my, like with my dad, for example, he's been an athlete his whole life. He played football in college and he's never been overweight. Like weight loss is, he's never had that issue. But he, you know, just always looks at different ways to be healthier. And so when him and my mom started, they did like the 21-day challenge to start when it first came out. And so they started together, and my dad actually ended up losing a few pounds that he didn't really need to lose, but he did anyway. But the main thing for him is that he, exactly what Maura just said, like he noticed that his knees weren't hurting all the time. He plays basketball like every week with a bunch of guys, and he started having like less pain in his knees, less cramps, stuff like that. And then my mom is, she's a lawyer. She's a medical malpractice lawyer. And she noticed that, just like the mental aspect of it. So, you know, working all day and just having that clarity and that, you know, those afternoon energy drops, those like subsided for her. Like she just had so much energy.
Yeah. And that's another thing that's so useful about, you know, putting it in those simple terms for people, because not everyone needs to lose the weight, but people don't realize that. I feel like most people, like for example, my mom will say things like, and I always correct her, so it's not like this is news, but she'll say things like, oh, you know, I'm 50 now, and that's the excuse, or like that's to blame. Do you know what I mean? And I'm always telling her, I'm like, no, mom, it doesn't have to be this way. It's not this thing where it's an inevitable thing. We're just going to fall apart. Like it doesn't have to be that way, guys. And it's not all about weight loss. You know, your dad didn't have weight to lose, but how much better is his life being able to get out there, and he's going to feel so much better about himself and just be able to do things that he loves, even as he gets older. That's so important, you know, than, you know, just letting yourself just deteriorate.
Yeah,
exactly.
And just blame it on your age, you know, like, yeah. Oh, I'm old, so this is happening, or you know, I'm like, no, it doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to be like, people get so comfortable feeling crappy all the time.
It's true. Women think that their cycles have to be painful.
Just the way it is.
There's so many underlying issues that are involved with diet and lifestyle that can get better that you don't even, it's again, what you said, like Maura always says this, I love it. She's like, you know, come for the fat loss and stay for, because of all stay the other
everything
stuff.
Else.
Yeah. And that's exactly why I think with this program, here's the thing. There's no program out there, and it's simple enough to do it, but it's a lot of work. So it's a simple concept.
People
but
just
it's want not,
to be told what to do too.
It's not easy.
They don't
though,
want to think about it.
Because we have to think about, okay, logistics. We have to think about all these things. We have to think about, and then the benefit is far more than what we're talking about, because at the end of the day, this becomes a vehicle and a way for you to bond with your family.
Absolutely.
You know, because you share this one thing where you're all kind of on the same page. You know, again, we're going to talk about how important it is to not be dragging everybody by the arms and feet. Like, we're doing this together. Come on, everybody. Like, no, that's not, you know.
It's something that's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And with her recipes, even, that's such a great way to say, look, we're all going to learn this together. Kids love doing adult things.
Yes.
They love getting in the kitchen and playing adult. They do, because I love that as a kid and my kids love it. And they are going to love getting involved. You know, that's another way that parents can get their kids on board, is by getting them involved in the kitchen. And with those simple recipes, it's like, all right, guys, let's put this together. They're going to be way more willing to try something that they helped make. And
yeah, so that's exactly.
Another awesome way to get, you know, the whole family on board and like show them, yeah. Look, it doesn't have to be, you know, and that's exactly what we did with the kids. You know, at first you do have to make fun kid recipes for them because they're still kids, And look, you can have things that are delicious and are still healthy for you. This isn't just like getting rid of everything good and you're stuck with like broccoli or something, you know? This is fun.
Yeah.
And delicious. And yeah, it's fun.
And it's even like, I just remember back like last Christmas, I think I was like starting to test out some recipes and like my 29-year-old sister and myself like came home for Christmas with my parents and we were like, oh, we're going to do, I was like, let's do a pizza night, like do it, like make keto. I showed them how to make like a keto pizza and we all made our own individual keto pizzas. Wait,
what type of crust did you make?
So we use, because in my book I have like the traditional fathead crust, but I also wanted to include a non-dairy one and then a nut-free one. So there's three different ones in the book.
Wow.
For all different, you know, people who have, you know, different allergies and stuff like that. So we were just testing those out, but it was just funny because it's like, you think about, oh, you know, with making, you know, with your kids being younger and having them in the kitchen and cooking food. But then it's also like a bonding experience. So it's like, I'm, you know, me and my sister, we're older now. We live away obviously from each other and from our parents, but when we come back, for like a holiday or something, just having that, you know, that bonding experience or doing that together is, it was pretty fun. It was a while since we did that. So it was a cool experience.
Nice. And we, Danny and I, for like Thanksgiving and Christmas, we always, people just need to see that it's like, they don't believe it or something.
Yep.
Like, cause they don't try it on their, you have to kind of like force it on them a little bit. Like, so on Christmas and Thanksgiving, like we'll show up with our keto-fied desserts and we put it all out for everybody to share. And you know, we see the family, they grab it. We don't even tell them. I don't even tell anyone. I'm like, here's your pumpkin pie. Here it is.
Yeah.
And they grab it and they're like, this is delicious. And then I'm like, by the way, that's keto, you know? And they're like, really? I'm like, yes. Like they really think that the food is like so disgusting. I'm like, no, this is keto. And they're like, wow. And it's like, you open their eyes, you know? So that's like a good way too, just like cooking for people, having people over. When we have people over, we're like, you guys are getting keto stuff.
Oh man.
Like,
how about
that? And they love it.
We have friends, Danny and Elaine, who they've known that we've been keto for years. And there's been times when they've kind of played with it. I know Elaine, especially, and Danny has done it. And there was a night that we were all together and we're out here pumping out fat bombs and yogurt with,
and they're like,
you know,
in shock. They're like, this is allowed?
This is all delicious.
I'm like, yes, this is delicious.
Yes. And I think that one of the things that I used to do with coaching, which if I do get a client nowadays that is more of that, someone who's not, I don't know if you heard Dean scream, someone who is more of a lifestyle coach who wants me to be their lifestyle coach. And well, even for athletes, I did this for everyone, actually. I would ask them, give me your three favorite foods. Like, and it doesn't have to be keto. It's actually cool if it's not keto. And I think that's something that we can include in the book in the program, because if kids love mac and cheese, if kids love grilled cheese, pizza, burgers.
We've made all those things for our kids.
All those
keto
things.
Versions. Yeah.
All
those are all in my book. All those recipes.
Oh, by the way, guys, Rachel's awesome with the recipes. Like, you know, she's got really good creativity. And I'd like to think I'm creative. Some people think I'm insane, maybe because of the things that I mix. But not only is she creative, she also takes really good pictures.
I'm always like busting Danny's balls. I'm like, dude, seriously? Why are you putting that? Like, I'm like, why would you? I'm like, you have a page dedicated to food. I'm like, you got to have better pictures, man.
Yeah. It gets the job done.
But he's like, check out this filter.
I would not consider myself a good photographer. I'm actually just bought a new camera to try to play around with that a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot. I might even consider going to like a photography class or something. I don't know.
Oh, Rachel, like, seriously, can you just do it so that like we just hire you for all of our future pictures and stuff?
You have to. It's a
learning
curve.
We like to keep it in the family.
Hey, you know what? That's a good idea, because I feel like we bought this amazing like DSLR Canon 80D and I don't know how to use it. Like the camera does not do the work for you. You have to learn how to play around with it and, you know, lighting and all this stuff. So I'm sure that taking a class would be helpful, because I'm sure there's like, just like everything, there's like little tips and tricks that you don't know of and you're like, oh, okay. And it can make a world of a difference. And then I see like some of these pages and I'm like, wow, these pictures are like gorgeous. I'm like, it makes my picture look so crappy.
But I think also, I think that like, I've gotten this feedback too from some people that, you know, the pictures, if it like for Danny, for example, like you take pictures of your everyday foods and like it's like realistic, you know, realistically, you're not going to have a perfect plate of food every single time to take a picture. So people like to see that. They like, you know, the reality of it. And I think that is, it's, you know, I think that's important too. Like be realistic and show people, okay, this is what I'm actually eating. And, you know, it's not always going to look like the most glamorous thing, but it tastes good and it's good for you. So that, I think that's, you know, a huge part of it as well.
And I like to show, the reason why I post all this stuff so often is I really need people to see like how simple and applicable this stuff is. And that's why we do it with Fat Fuel Family too, is to show them, guys, this is really not that complicated. So here are the ideas. Once you get people's, you know, their creative, you know, thoughts going, and once you get their creative juices going, that is, you know, that gets them started. I'm sorry. I have to say what you just wrote. I have to say what just Mauda just wrote.
So I have like a notepad and I'm like writing like, notes to Danny. So, she says,
I bust Danny's balls, and I look at her like, ooh, whoa. She's like, she writes a note. Should I not say balls? LOL.
I'm like, oops.
I love you. You're so funny. All right, so let's go into like, you have kind of like what we spoke about a little bit. I guess we can still talk about all this stuff. I'll talk about a few. So I'll say a few things, and then Rachel, if you want, you can talk about a few things. You'll see if you're reading along with me. So we'll start with the kids' nutrition portion. We're going to talk about the fact that it's flexible. So I think the most important thing with a child is that if it's a healthy child and your child is not already obese and doesn't need to lose a bunch of weight, it's not completely necessary for the child to be keto. The
like
child,
strict keto, right?
Yeah. We do not need to worry about carb counts. Like, we're not going to be at the end of the day like, holy crap, my child is at 65 grams of carbs for the day.
I still worry because I'm a psycho.
And well, I worry because I kind of tally
habits. It. I kind of tally sometimes. It in my head sometimes. And I think that we should be just like aware of it. You know what I mean? We shouldn't just discount it, because here's the thing. If you just go full paleo, you can like do like 200 carbs easy.
But if
paleo.
You stick to real foods,
you just got to stick to real
foods. And you're not like loading everything up with raw, you know, local honey or, you know, what anything that's like natural, but it's still sugar. I think that's okay. And the other thing is, you know, it's important to be, you have more options with paleo. You have more food options. Keto, like, it's okay to say this. It's restrictive. It is, because you're restricting lots of whole food groups. You're restricting a whole macronutrient. And if you're eating the occasional sweet potato, the occasional potatoes, you know, like, and, you know, all these other things that are real foods, and you're not eating added sugar, and you're not like chugging down tons of fruit, which the other day, like just the other day, we had to go to the Walmart. So I walked the boys over to Walmart to get some ingredients for keto pancakes, and they wanted some apples. So I got them organic apples, and they're like the little tiny ones. Both boys throughout that day had 4 apples, you know, and it's not a big deal, but it's not the problem. It's not the sugar in the apples, because it's not something that we do often. But the problem is like, it's kind of like these poor kids, once they do these things, they start to, you know, just overindulge in them. And it's like, then they don't try to eat the meat, you know? So that's the most important thing. I think that with the kids, just keeping an eye on habits and seeing, because we can get locked into like all of a sudden all they're eating are keto junk food recipes, which we are not going to do that.
Right. Yeah. And just focusing, you know, like talking to kids about food as fuel, food, you know, like as nutrition for your body, like what's going to help your body be optimal and make you feel good. And then like what we do too with our kids is like, you know, earn your carbs. We should all earn our carbs, you know? So if, you know, they can still have like apples and stuff here and there, but we pair it with a nut butter and around activity.
No naked carbs. Yeah.
Right. And there's, you know, there's, we still have to be wary of those things. Cause it's true. It's not like that fruit is bad, but you see it. Like, I got the kids a bag of grapes the other day. Never again. They just eat them all in one shot. You know what I mean? And it's like, it just creates that, like, I don't know. It just fuels craving. So yeah. You have to limit it to a certain extent.
So that's the first thing. The kids' nutrition is going to be flexible, focused on real food, paleo, keto most of the time, but paleo. We're going to be using some of the recipes. We'll have to figure out like what we can use from the book, what we can create on our own, because at the end of the day, we want people to buy the book because of the resources in the book. So we're not just going to give away the stuff in the book. So then the exercise, why don't you talk a little bit about the exercise, Rachel? And then if there's something that you miss, we'll kind of like cover it in based on what we,
yeah, like stuff how you can we do envision as a family.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it goes back to what we were saying before about the exercise component being something that, you know, you enjoy. And so that everyone enjoys together. I know, for example, and also just trying new things together. So another, you know, family bonding experience. So for example, like when, you know, my family gets back together, it's me, my sister and my mom and dad. If we're like on vacation or we're doing something, we've always been kind of into exercise, all of us. And, you know, physical activity. So for example, I remember like a few years ago like 2 years ago, we were visiting in South Beach and we decided to do like a pure bar class. Like my parents are part of Equinox, that one of those gyms, and they do like the pure bar. And my dad was like hesitant at first, obviously, because it's like mostly focused on like glutes and stuff.
Yeah. And it's like kind of like that.
He was like the only guy in the class, but he was like, whatever, I'm just going to do it. So like we went and just did that. And it was, you know, an experience and it was fun. And then things like we went and did yoga together, or when I was in, you know, when I was doing triathlons at Miami, like they came and rented road bikes with me and took them out and did like, just went on like a road bike thing. So just finding stuff that's like a fun thing to do together. Or even like when I go back home, for like vacation or whatever, my parents are part of that same gym, and I always go with them to the gym like on the weekends, and we do stuff together, and I teach them, you know, different things. Like for my mom, this is like, even last month I was with them, actually when I was down in Florida, I met them in West Palm Beach after I was with you guys, and my mom had the book and for the first time, and so she was looking through the exercise section of the book, and she was like, she wanted me to teach her how to do like a proper, you know, lunge and a proper squat. And so I was like, we were sitting in the living room of the hotel room, and I'm just like trying to explain to her how to do it properly and go through, obviously you have the pictures and the descriptions there, but you know, just doing that. And like, that's a bonding experience too. Like you're like, for me to be able to teach my mom something is like, it's cool for me, you know, because obviously your parents are teaching you everything your whole life. So for me to be able to teach her something, it's just different, and it's a bonding experience and it's fun. And then, you know, going back and she's like, I'm going to work on this, you know, the next few months. So when I see her in a few months, like we'll do it again. And just stuff like finding stuff that you can do together and teaching each other. And, it makes it's more of just like a fun activity to do together, and it's, you know, beneficial for everyone. And so it's not, I mean, it's obviously exercise, but it's, some people, you know, hear that word and they're like, oh, like I don't want to exercise, but you know, you have to look past that and look at, you know, everything else that you're getting out of that, you know, that physical activity that you're doing together. So that's kind of my take on just, you know, the bonding experience and everybody learning from each other and that type of thing. So
I want to add one more thing too, because so when I was a medical device rep, because I quit my job, that's right, I quit my job.
so proud.
man, I can't believe I'm actually saying it. I've been dreaming of that for so long. So one of the things that I used to see, and we get into these habits and sometimes we make life harder for ourselves. So like a lot of the physicians that I used to work with are trying to explain the female anatomy to their patients, and they're taking pieces of paper and they're drawing a uterus on it and they're showing them all this stuff. And it's like, how many uteri are you going to draw in a day? You know, it's like you're wasting time. So having these made models, documents yeah. and models really helps them, you know? And it's kind of like all of us who are really passionate about this, you, me, Maura, we're doing this with our family, and we're just kind of no direction, which it's fine because we're all knowledgeable, but it's hard for people. It's one thing to understand kind of the gist of something and be able to do it yourself. It's another thing to be able to teach someone. So having something with diagrams, or even creating, maybe like, you're going to have to do this one, Rachel, because I'm tapped out on Instagram, and so is Mauro. We're at the max limit.
Yeah, I can't have any more. I can't even post on Fat Fueled Kids because I can't add another account. So I have to like text Danny the pictures and like, can you post this?
Because yeah.
Yeah, Instagram doesn't let us.
So having videos on an Instagram account or something, I think that's really cool. It's also valuable for people because, look, we need to make money on stuff. We're not going to make everything free, but at the same time, we will deliver as much value as humanly possible with these things. We are covering our bases, and we're covering our expenses by, you know, charging for stuff. But at the end of the day, one of my top five priorities in life, the fourth one, is to create products and services that make people think that they stole it. And that's kind of what I want them to feel like when they get stuff. So yeah. I think having a mixture of your diagrams as well as videos, it's, you know, we can even have, how cool is this? If we have like people submit their videos and we can share that. And so people see like how easy this is,
right?
You know, to do it.
Yeah.
So that's a missing component again, that we're going to address with this. So yeah. Rachel, and even, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, even I just thought about this because even like with rowing, for example, like never was really into rowing. And then, you know, when I started following you and I started getting more into rowing and with CrossFit, obviously. And like, for example, my dad never rowed before, and he was a runner. He plays basketball. And so I introduced rowing to him, and they have a rowing machine at their gym. And so like, for example, when I went home, a few months ago, like with the carnivore keto program, some of those workouts, I was teaching my dad how to do those. And so just being able to have that resource that you created and being able to, you know, expand on that and show him, oh, you know, you don't have to just go sit on the rowing machine. Like there's actual workouts you can do to make it fun. Yes. And so I just want to thank you for that. Cause that you introduced me more into the rowing world. And, that's just one example of the many different exercises and stuff that we can include and all of that. So
I like concept two. Owes me because, well, they owe Dr. Baker more than anyone, because I think that, you know, it was Dr. Baker who really, because I loved rowing and I hadn't done it in years. I was always good at it in CrossFit. And, you know, he's the one when I saw, holy crap, it's true. I can row every single day and not worry about my joints or anything. As long as you have good form, you can have all types of intensities and hit it hard and never ache and have aches and pains like you would with running or even lifting.
Yeah. And I think that's an important aspect too, for like people who are getting older. And like, so for like my parents and introducing my dad, who's 64 now, I think. But he plays basketball every week, and he like with his friends, and he, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of running and jumping and stuff, but his exercise on the weekends, he's always like, oh, I want to go run or whatever as well. And I'm like, well, maybe you should take a break from that and do another type of cardio and take on rowing, because that's going to be easier on your joints. And so just, you know, getting people aware of that, and, you know, as you're getting older, like different exercises that are still super effective and will definitely, you know, give you that, like you'll get a good sweat and you'll get a hard workout, but you don't have to, you know, tax your joints as much. And just being educating people on that, I think that's huge as well.
And you brought something else to my attention that I shared, something that Gary Vee shared on my story today. And he says, go and do something you've been wanting to do that you're desperately scared about, what your parents, the world, the market. He always says parents, man. His parents didn't tell him good stuff about his aspirations. So yeah, he kind of, the world, the market, your social media followers will think, do it, and then see how actually not scary all of the negativity actually is. And it really reminds me of so many times in my life. I talk about this with Ben a lot.
Yoga. We were kind of scared to go to yoga.
Yoga, yeah. And like,
now look at you. You do it more than I do.
Yeah. And when you do these things, you build confidence because you're like, holy crap, here's something like Carrie Brown is doing our push-up challenge right now. And
yeah.
She didn't do push-ups and now she's doing them on the counter, but who cares?
So what? She's still going to get stronger doing that.
Plus, it's something you might love it.
And you might love it.
So, Rachel, what are the other things in the program that we've missed? And then anything that I wrote here that kind of is applicable or, you know, I know some of the stuff is personal to our family, but you can talk about it. What are some things that we're going to include as well that not only is important to the program, but it's kind of also expanding on what you put in the book?
I think also so the mindset part of it too is super important. So I know that I didn't really know much about this and the different, you know, techniques and stuff like this. I'm actually super new to it and just I'm learning from you. Like when I was there, you taught me a lot about the meditation and stuff like that. And I'm starting to get
meditating.
I'm starting to. Yeah, I've been trying to use the app. It's a awesome. It's a process, but
a calm app. Everybody, this is my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm getting into it. I'm still not fully immersed, but I'm trying to implement it and do it more often and reap benefit.
It's hard at first, but it's just one of those things that it's a practice. That's why they call it a practice.
There's so many. When I think about these things, I want people to understand, when you meditate, for instance, and this is something that I think we're going to put in the program, because I would like to have, realistic, one family workout a week and possibly either interchange that for one family meditation a week or one family yoga a week. Maybe have all of those as options. But, when you're meditating, you really start to, because you're bringing everything into focus and you're trying to be mindful and you realize how crazy your mind is. You're thinking about what you're doing after this, you're thinking about all these things and then it's telling you to breathe and breathe and you're like, I'm not breathing right. And this, and just realize going back to what Maura said, this is a practice, no judgment. This is practice for not only meditation, but also practice for life to realize that in life you should love yourself and you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. We're always thinking am I doing enough? Am I doing this right? And instead of just living and being in the moment and being open to learn, if you do make a mistake, notice it and move on. So you talked about the mindset and I want you to talk about the last one because this is where I honestly think, Rachel, you brought so much value to the carnivore keto program. I don't know if people understand this, but if they don't, they will now. Rachel rounded up not only the Senza people, which the Senza app is great because it's very keto friendly, but also all of the vendors, the giveaways, the discounts. We're going to do that with our program. So talk a little bit about that and talk a little bit about how, because ours will be a little bit different than the carnivore keto because we're more selective. So how would that be helpful and what does that look like in the program?
Yeah, for sure. So I think that, over the past few years of, being in this space and just seeing, all these different keto companies that are merging with all these different products. And, there's some companies that are out there that really, they've made a product, they want a product for themselves. So that's why they developed it. And they're really in it to help people and make something, more accessible. And then there's those other companies who are, they make product and they're like, oh, keto is big now. So I'm just going to make this product and,
BPI.
Put it out to the masses. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't stand that company. Don't ever buy anything from BPI.
Yeah. Making not high quality products or just trying to, make money, whatever. But I think that it's important to, highlight the companies that are in it for, a good reason and that are really trying to help people and are trying to provide a product to help people, to implement keto, easier or whatever on the go, or just, you know, give them something, you know, that is practical and that they can use. And so that's kind of what I've, you know, made a lot of relationships, and obviously you have too, in the past few years being in this space for a
really
while.
You're really good at this. You're really good at, you know, I'm friends with lots of these people, but Rachel, I think, again, it comes down to your ability to take it from, yeah, we're good friends and they send us stuff and they appreciate when we help them. But Rachel mobilizes these companies to do giveaways and do, you know, special codes. And I mean, that is so, it brings in not only the sustainability aspect, but it brings in the community, because we're all like, oh yeah, I had those F-bombs. And you know, that helps us throughout our weekly thing. And I had this product and that product. So like, you thanked me, like I seriously appreciate you for that reason too. It's so helpful.
Thanks. Yeah. And I think it just, you know, if we're going to look at this realistically and practically, for everyone, there's people who, you know, need to have, you know, these F-bombs or, you know, bars on the go to put in their kids' lunch boxes and yep, things like that. And so if you can provide people with the highest quality and the companies that you believe in and that are really doing the right thing and partner up with them and try to, you know, just help each other mutually and help everybody else and provide, again, high quality products, then that's like the most important thing. So I think there is, obviously with keto, it's so popular right now. And so there's so many different things out there that are just crap. And so being able to distinguish between what's crap and what's actually okay, and maybe not like something that, like, obviously we both recommend having whole foods and, you know, real food as much as possible. But then when you do want, you know, that treat or you're on the go or something, having something there that can, you know, keep you on track and not, you know, hinder your progress, I think that's super important, especially for kids or for, you know, people who are always on the go. So I think just knowing these companies and knowing them personally too, and not just, you know, giving into the newest thing, I think that's super important.
I had to learn from that. We had to learn from that.
Because... And it is so important, because it is true. Like, yeah, we like to focus on whole real foods, and thankfully, you know, our kids are homeschooled, but it doesn't mean that I still don't have to pack a lunch every single day. And it's not easy.
Especially when there's restrictions.
Like, yeah.
Nut restrictions.
It's not easy. Well, that's only once a week. There's a nut restriction at Desmond's like homeschool co-op, because they've got a few kids with like really bad allergies. And like when you're keto and there's a nut restriction, that cuts out like a lot of stuff, you know, like so many things. And so it's just like, you know, it's hard to find products. Cause you know, you can't just put a steak, you know, in a Tupperware. It's going to taste like crap 4 hours later. It's going to be hard. But Danny disagrees, but not everyone wants to eat cold, hard steak.
Cold steak, cold ground beef, all of that stuff is good.
But you know, my kids, the truth, I'm going to get it back completely full without it being touched, you know, and then my kid didn't eat anything, you know? So it is hard, like, and it means so much to me when I actually find something that I'm like, yes, this is something I can do. Cause that's the hardest for us. Like, breakfast is easy. Eggs. Everybody, no one ever gets sick of
lunch. Is
here.
Where the money adds up.
Lunch is the hardest. It's so hard. And it's hard for every parent, who's like trying to give their kids a good lunch, you know, because packaged food by nature is mostly crap.
Yeah.
And so when we find things like the Outer Isle Gourmet, like cauliflower thins, like sandwich thins.
Oh,
like,
I love those.
Oh, goodness. It's just like such a lifesaver, you know, because, you know, yeah, sure, there's like 90-second bread, but like, I'm not going to make that, you know, like to pack that, to do that every day. Probably won't even travel well. It'll probably be hard by the time they get to it. You know, the Peterson's Farms packaged, prepackaged bacon, like things like that are just truly a lifesaver. So it is important to have these, you know, companies and to support them, even though it does cost more. I just truly believe in like protesting with your money, support these companies so that there's more of a market for it and we can get some more good quality products for our kids that are options for us in those, you know, like for lunches, especially. It's just difficult. So.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. So we are running long. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to mention anything else that you wanted to before we sign off. And of course, give us all the website,
Where everything. People can find you and all that.
Yeah, I mean, so I just want to say, you know, I'm so excited to finally be able to work with you guys. I know we've been talking about this. Or oh my gosh, me
how many
Danny
times have I
about...
called you with something that never materialized? And I was like, I think I got a good idea. No, that one's not good.
Yeah, like over the past like 2 years. But so I'm super excited for this. And I think it's going to be, you know, awesome. And I think it's really cool that like you guys have the perspective of, you know, teaching your kids and the expertise in that. And then I've had the perspective of teaching like my parents. So the grandparents. And so you have the entire spectrum involved. And so I think that is going to be huge to really help as many people as we can. So super excited about that. And yeah, and just to work more with you guys, I'm really stoked. So,
and this is not the only thing. Rachel and I are going to be working on some other awesome stuff. Yeah. We'll leave that as a teaser for now. But
yeah, I can't give it all away.
You know what it's about, yeah. Right?
I don't know. I hear so many things every day that I don't. Maybe it's possible.
It's something with Ben and Rachel. And
okay. Yes, I remember.
You're the worst, Danny. All right. So, Killing It Keto on Instagram, Killing It Keto Lifestyle Facebook group. Is that what it's called?
So yeah. So that will Killing It Keto on Facebook, and then the Lifestyle group is for the members of the online challenge. That's like the private community group. But yeah, it's just killingitketo.com and Killing It Keto on everything else, basically. No G in the...
Can you tell me the Facebook group again?
It's Killing It Keto's lifestyle group, and that's for the private online challenge. But I'm sure... Actually, I've had people reach out to me to start a group with a book. So we'll see. Maybe that'll be something that comes out in the future. And then obviously, of course, we're going to have like for this program, I'm sure we'll make a Facebook group and get the virtual community involved, because I think that's super important too.
And you know, I think with Facebook, it's easier because the demographic is the older people, like who have, you know, the parents, they're more on Facebook than Instagram.
I have I have a quick question on the challenge that you do and the group that you get together in San Diego. Are there like any children that attend with their parents there?
So I haven't seen any young children come, but their like last meeting, there was a few like moms and daughters, that came. I know specifically I've worked with a few of those with them. But not younger kids, but that is something that definitely should happen in the future for sure.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because I have, we have friends out. I don't know how far they are from you. They're in, I don't know if you know, they're in Laguna Niguel. Is that far from you? Is that far from San Diego?
I don't think it's too, I mean, in Laguna, I think it's like an hour.
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah. I mean, maybe if they want to come out once a month, because they're, well, my friend who's the mom, she's, well, poor thing right now. She's actually just being carnivore because she's, you know, she's struggling, and she's one of those people like me who can't eat anything without dying. So, but you know, she's trying to, you know, she's transitioning her kids too. And her husband, you know, is always, you know, using keto to like, you know, lose some weight. And then he always goes back to it. And they kind of eat like that, you know, most of the time. But just to let her know, you know, because that's like something that's kind of close to them. Maybe they can go out there too, you know, and
it's for them. Yeah, of course. And the group is, the group is for like literally anybody. And we put it on Facebook and we tell people like to join the low carb SD community, whoever, you don't have to be in San Diego, but if you happen to be in the area, like when we're doing a meeting, then you'll know through the Facebook group and just come out. Like there's no limits or on who can come and who can't. Like, we just want everybody to get together, you know?
Awesome. Love it.
Rachel, thank you so much. You are our first guest.
I know. So exciting. You know,
I mean, it's pretty amazing to be on the ground level of the most amazing family podcast of all time. So
I'm super stoked.
You know what?
Thanks for having me.
We're going to be the number one family podcast dealing with unschooling, parenting, keto mindset.
Everything.
We're going to be the one.
We're it.
Any other podcast dealing with all those things will not compare.
There is none. There is none.
Doing any
all these.
All right. So can you stay with us a few minutes when we get off?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Anything else, my love?
That was great.
All right. I will talk to you guys later.